proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and I want to thank you for joining me on today's program. One of the most notable of the trees in the land of Israel is commonly mentioned in the Bible. The story of this tree is woven throughout the pages of Scripture and carries the message of peace as well as power. This tree is none other than the olive tree. On our last program, we mentioned the special process of making olive oil. In the fall, olive berries are picked from trees and then taken to the olive press, where they are crushed by a large round stone. This turns the olives into a type of oily mush. Next, the olive mush is placed into woven baskets that are then taken to an olive press that uses a weighted lever system that slowly produces the olive oil. The first and finest oil that comes out is what we call extra virgin olive oil. This is the type of oil that was taken to the temple and given to the priests, as mentioned in Leviticus chapter 24. The rest of the oil was mainly used for food as well as fuel. The Bible mentions many things about the olive tree. If you even take a glance at ancient Israel, you will find that the olive oil industry was very important to the local economy. God promised the children of Israel a very special land, according to Deuteronomy 8 verse 8, where it says, "A land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of oil, olive, and honey." This verse refers to what is known as the seven species of Israel. Each item listed sustained Israel in biblical times as well as today. When the Jewish people celebrate different feasts such as Shavuot or the Feast of Pentecost or Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, they take time to handle and taste these precious foods that was a sign of God's provision and blessing to Israel. Archaeologists have discovered that ancient cities had olive presses where local people brought in their harvested olives. In these times, this was a local oil industry. One of these ancient places was the old Philistine city of Ekron. Ekron was one of the five ancient cities of the Philistines, the others being Gaza, Gath, Ashdod, as well as Ashkelon. The ancient city of Ekron is on the southern coastal plain of Israel and is located about 35 kilometers west of Jerusalem. Ekron is modern-day Tel Mikne and was excavated in the 1980s and 90s. What archaeologists found here was a great olive oil industry. About 200 oil presses were uncovered that are from the 7th century BC. During this time, Ekron became an olive oil boomtown. It is estimated that about 2,000 workers labored in this industry that produced around 245,000 liters of olive oil a year. That is the equivalent to over 7 fuel tanker trucks today. This made Ekron the largest oil production center uncovered so far in the ancient world. Ancient records say that the oil from Ekron was exported to ports as far away as Iberia or modern-day Spain. This was quite a feat with such ancient tools. We know also from history that King Sennacherib of Assyria came to this area in 701 BC in his conquest of Israel. As he took over the land, he set up the Philistine kings as governors of his new territory. Eventually, even these kings were subdued as well when they tried to rebel against Sennacherib. In the book of Zephaniah, chapter 2, verse 4, the Bible says, "For Gaza shall be forsaken, and Ashkelon a desolation. They shall drive out Ashdod at the noonday, and Ekron shall be rooted up." The Hebrew study of this verse is really a play on words in a poetic sense that told of the destruction of these Philistine cities, including Ekron. Later on, the Babylonians would ultimately conquer this city in 604 BC. The biblical phrase that Ekron shall be rooted up uses a Hebrew word that refers to a plant that has been uprooted. In other words, the great industry of olive oil was literally uprooted, which is the only way to kill an olive tree. This is not the end of the story, however. In Zephaniah 2 verses 6 and 7, God remembers his people and promises a restored hope and a future as they will settle in these very coasts. He is aware of his people's needs. In this chapter, Zephaniah calls for the meek of the earth to seek the Lord. The lesson here is this: God is just and good. He cares for his own. And his provision of even something as simple as olive oil illustrates this very well. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.